Here we go. Time now for the gump pile. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid us. Well, if you're going to steal something, might want to, well, check it out first. Thieves in Florida stole two semi-trucks carrying $150,000 worth of frozen turkey and nacho cheese. That's right. They were headed to a big old party, I'm telling you that. But they later abandoned the trucks. Trucks were stolen from a gas station in Ridge Manor, Florida. County police found the rigs at a Flying J Travel Plaza in San Antonio. Trucks were stripped of their electronics, including a television, laptop, satellite radio, turkey, and the nacho cheese, untouched. Authorities say the thieves broke into the trucks by breaking out a small glass window at the bottom of the passenger door, dislodged the ignition, drove away with their bounty, only to find out they had stolen nacho cheese. Oh, crooks are stupid. There you go. That's what's going on in your head. Right there. People. Can't we all just get along? Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office say a call to 911 revealed hundreds of marijuana plants. Oh, boy. An arrest report says firefighters were called to the house on Sunday because of smoke. Yes. Derek Lee and Jesus Bustos called cops, said their house is on fire, man. Hurry. Firefighters got there, started putting out the smoke, went to a back room, broke a door down. Goodness gracious. There's about 241 pot plants. So they called the sheriff's department, who came over and helped them put out the fire. That's when the two gentlemen were booked with marijuana distribution. Also, one of them, Lee, he's booked. He had a possession of a firearm and a controlled dangerous substance and aggravated criminal damage to property. Look, call the cops, call the fire department. They'll never look in the back room. Those 241 pot plants are new. 12 mourners attending the funeral service were injured in a blast. This happened in Kampong Kam Province. This is bad. Cambodia. One male relative was in critical condition. They said the firewood was still wet and would not burn so well. They had their relative's casket on some wood. They were trying to cremate her, apparently. Wood was too wet, so one of the gentlemen poured 2 liters of petrol into the furnace. Not just the fire, into the furnace. Closed the door, and you guessed it, kablowy. Kablowy. She went up in smoke. Not good. No word on how the rest of the service went. I'm going to say not too good. Not too good at all. There's your gump on a Tuesday, August 2nd, 23 minutes after 3. KORD, good afternoon.